CBC Radio Australia.
My thinking time US school of the Paris Agreement, like, we feel that him not really put on a lot of importance on lives and livelihood of people who are affected by climate change. And we think that that was very irresponsible of US to pull out of Paris Agreement, because a lot of people who are affected by climate change and this is a risk, and really, really bad. Yeah? In terms of, like, example where I come from, my dad comes from a very low-lying island called Ongkong Java, and I'm very prone to sea level rise, salt water intrusion. And what I really need, the sort of funds that come through climate change, and time of that withdrawal of funds and happen, and without the limited support from government and development partners, go towards Ongkong Java, including other low-lying islands. And then my mother comes from another vulnerable island where every year and affected by tropical cyclones. So to me, like experience for me, like once when I went to Liverpool and somebody asked me, is climate change real for you guys? And me replied and said, yeah, it's real for us. Like, some of our graves are already underwater now, like due to the rising seas and rising tides of the graves, and some graves are already covered by sea. And not only where I come from, but in my province, some of the islands, in the reef islands, they're also affected really bad by sea level rise, including other effects of climate change impact. Yeah, so like I feel that people think that climate change is not real. However, it is actually true for most of us who come from low-lying islands, and especially for Pacific Island people.
Na time nupla President-elect Joe Biden he come back. Now Fiji Prime Minister and me invite him President-elect Joe Biden lo come lo instead of this climate change talk. You think also me got hope now one time nupla president?
Yeah, actually, like time results no come out yet, and me and some of my colleagues and some work on climate change implementation, like me palatate. Or now, like, if one still didn't come back inside, then funding and could increase, then our islands could be able to access more funds rather than really able to help them people where you need low side law climate change adaptation interventions and mitigation options as well. So, yeah, we got really happy and we hope that Joe Biden, by him giving back support to the UN into climate change financing.
Long Solomon Island, he got more work long community, long talk out, na come up in awareness, na stop him every blown climate change. Now, Lord, is the time?
Yes, but a work can happen, and like some communities, for example, on Tanjawa, where we come from, what actually not really happy at all, because like assessments been done, reports been produced about how vulnerable they are, but the intervention been slow. So like people don't want awareness anymore, because like the reality of how climate change affects them, it's real for them. So what they want to see are interventions that would help them to carry out adaptation actions in terms of structural